isn't here tonight? Okay, I'll call this regular council meeting to order. Let's stand for the pledge, please. Mr. Kraft, would you lead us tonight in the pledge?
My pleasure. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If you'd remain standing, please. Heavenly Father, we ask tonight that you bless us with your presence. We ask that you bless and keep safe all those connected with our annual street fair this week. We're celebrating 70 years of the street fair and honoring as grand marshals all those who have helped over the years with the West Licking Firefighters Association. We ask for good weather and the chance for all of our service groups, not just the firefighters, to have a successful week. We ask for all of this tonight in your holy name. Amen. All right, Kathy, roll call, please.
Fox.
Present.
Hayes.
Here.
Barstow.
Here.
Lee.
Here.
Hicken.
Here.
Walter.
Here.
Carter.
Here.
Okay, we have a quorum present, and before we go on with citizens' comments, we have a guest tonight from the auditor's office. Jamie, would you like to introduce Mr. Kraft?
This is Tim Kraft from the Audit State's office, and he's going to present us with an award with distinction.
Good evening. Great.
Yeah, it's my honor and pleasure to be here tonight. Auditor Yost actually originally agreed to come here, but unfortunately Monday nights are very, very hard. And one of the reasons why he agreed to do this is because he does not come and present a lot of these awards, because he heard how many awards you guys have won. And when I told him that number, he said, absolutely, but unfortunately Mondays don't work. So please move council meetings till Tuesday, and he'll come to you.
Well, we actually have two on Tuesdays when the holiday falls, so we'll take you up on that one.
The 6th on September doesn't work. But maybe next time.
Okay.
No, but I'm here to present the highest award our office gives out. It's the Otter State Award with Distinction. And to get the Otter State Award with Distinction is given to those that file an annual CAFR, a timely financial report in accordance with GAAP, as well as receive a clean audit report. A clean audit report means your financial audits do not contain any findings for recovery, material citations, material weakness, significant deficiency, single audit findings, or any questionable costs, which is a lot of audit talk, and I know I say it every year, but it needs to be repeated. The Outer State's office audits 5,800 public entities through the state of Ohio, from The Ohio State University to the smallest township in Vinton County. And out of those 5,800 public entities, less than 5% of them receive this award. Won 7 of these now in a row?
7th.
Which is just amazing to continue. I was actually trying to think of another entity in the central Ohio that's won 7 in a row, and to be perfectly honest, I can't think of any off the top of my head, which is a extremely impressive thing to do year after year. So no pressure, but I look forward to being back here for number 8. So actually, this would be number 8, isn't it?
This is number 7.
Number 7. Well, number 8 then.
Number 8.
So with that, I'll gladly present to you with the Otter State Award with Distinction.
Very good.
Nice.
Thank you, Mr. Kraft.
Thank you.
Kraft.
I look forward to seeing everyone next year.
All right.
Great. Thanks for coming.
And congratulations, Jamie.
Yes.
Congrats. Okay. Citizens' comments. Anybody wish to speak tonight? Okay. Seeing none. Mr. Zetz, would you introduce your cohort tonight?
I almost stood up there for a second. I was going to do it during my reports, but I'll do it now. With us tonight is Julie Clark from my office. She's an attorney, works in our public. Stand up, Julie. Everyone can see it. She works in our office. She works in our municipal law department. She came from another local law firm, I don't know, a few months ago now, but she's working a lot with our public group and all of our public clients. So I wanted her to come out tonight, because she's been at council meetings at other places, so she's well-versed in it all. But so she can come out so you can actually meet her and see her and start to get to know her, because on those occasions where you know, we happen to move a meeting to a Tuesday and I can't make it, or my wife won't let me come back from vacation to be with you guys, even though I really wanted to do that in July or didn't. So she can, you know, help fill in on those occasions. And, you know, and you'll probably see her name a little more and more on some of the invoices. But just so I didn't want to have her like just show up one day and be like, well, who is Julie and why are you here? So I asked her if she wanted to come along, and she actually had no problem with it at all. So we were at the Records Committee meeting. We grabbed dinner at Hot Head Burritos, and now we're here tonight. So, Julie Clark.
Very good. Welcome,
nice
Julie. Thank you, sir. Okay, introduction, discussion, and approval of consent agenda matters.
So moved.
Second by Mr. Fox, and seconded by Mr. Barstow. Any discussion? And roll.
Fox?
Yes.
Hayes?
Yes.
Barstow?
Yes.
Lee?
Yes.
Hicken?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Carter?
Yes.
Okay. Consent agenda passes. Reports. We had our CIC meeting today, and I don't know how many of you folks get the Advocate, but the Business Advocate has a nice article in it with the CIC. I'll pass out to I got about three going this way and about three going this way. But there's an article on Pataskala and Nate Strum's update. And we discussed again, everything is on board and a big go for Scott's trip in September to Chicago. So we're looking forward to that. The rest of my stuff can come later. Mrs. Carter.
You will see on the agenda later the motion for the workshop meeting. Mr. Fox pointed out that we had not yet set that, as we had previously discussed. I talked to Mr. Zetz, and we have a couple of dates that we could possibly have that if council so chooses, August 29th, 30th, or 31st. So just putting those dates out there, and that's all I have.
Thank you. Mr. Zetz, anything?
Nothing.
Mr. King?
Thank you, Mayor. Got a couple updates for council. Our fall soccer registrations, I got an update today and was advised that we have 440 kids that have registered for soccer. And Andy, you may be able to confirm this, but I was told that's the most we've had for fall soccer.
For fall, yeah. So 10% increase.
Yeah, 10% increase over what we've had before. So the city's first dip into back into recreation program is going extremely well. We anticipate this trend to increase even for the spring, and we look forward to being able to utilize additional parks, Freedom Park, the Leeds Park for soccer fields moving forward and expanding the program. So I think that's very exciting and job well done by the city for getting back into recreation programming. Another thing, I have a street fair booth sign-up sheet. If anybody's interested, I will pass this around. I know Jess has sent out a couple, bless you, a couple emails about it, so I'll go ahead and start that around. If anybody is available and wants to work a time slot, go ahead and fill it in. I'll give it to Jess. Street fair starts on Wednesday, runs through Saturday, with the parade starting at noon on Saturday. We're hoping the weather will cooperate for it, and we look forward to another good event from this. Something else I want to mention is earlier, or not earlier, today's Monday. Last week I sent out an email about potentially doing a community survey using our SurveyMonkey. We've had success using that program in the past. So the administration's working on putting together a survey, and we'll be sharing that with council before it would go live to get feedback from the community. And I am happy to answer any questions that council may have.
Anything for Mr. King? Okay, Mr. Seven-time award winner.
Thank you. You have my prepared report just as an update for the month of August. We received both of our bi-monthly settlements from Rita. Income tax collections for the month were about $430,000, which is down about $87,000 from August of last year. But on a year-to-date basis, we're at $3.7 million, which is that still up about $207,000 on a year-to-date basis. So that's about 6% higher than where we were this time last year. Update on budget. We are still working with department heads. We've received a number of the CIP templates submitted. We're still waiting on a couple. Once we get those done, we'll wrap up the proposed CIP document, get it prepared so council can look at it, as well as calculating the operating budget impacts and get those out to the departments. The departments are to have their operating budget proposal submitted to me by the 19th, so you know, they've got a week basically to wrap them up. So I know they're working on it, and I hope they'll look forward to seeing those here soon. Just an update on the police station funding. As you probably read in my report, originally PNC was proposing kind of a their commercial bankers, not their public funds people, but their commercial bankers were proposing a kind of complex one-year note that had possibility of variable rate. And Dennis Schwally, who was our bond counsel, was very, very uncomfortable given what the enabling legislation was. So we were starting to work with PNC and getting some resistance. So we started to work with Park to come up with a plan B of a note to them. Their rate was significantly higher than what we would otherwise have expected. PNC then did come through with a more traditional 9-month financing note. So it's all good. We signed the sheet to commit to it. So we will close on that. It's a $500,000 note, upwards of 9 months, for financing the potential design and architectural services for the police station. I just want to kind of give you some insight as far as process. BJ and I have sat down and talked about when we think, council might be ready to move forward potentially with construction. So if we assume potentially, let's say, April 1st was, I think, what we looked at going out for a contract, to have funds in place, construction funds in place on April 1st, we would have to have the first reading of the enabling legislation for the debt sometime in January, either the first meeting or second meeting in January. So I'm assuming if council decides to go that path, we'll be presenting that legislation to you at that time to move forward. That enables us to have the three regular readings, the 30-day waiting period that's required, price the note or price the bonds, get the funds in time for the certification of the contract.
Something to add, BJ?
What's that?
Do you have something to
add? I do. Just to piggyback on that, we talked about this at the development committee, and I don't mean to steal any thunder, Tommy, but I thought it was timely with this discussion. Myself, police administration.
That would have been buildings and grounds tonight.
What'd I say?
Development.
Oh, buildings and grounds. I'm sorry. We've completed our review of the RFQs. We'll be scheduling interviews for next week with the anticipation of coming to council the first meeting in September, seeking authorization for a design contract. So just wanted to share that in conjunction with what Jamie had reported.
And because it was purely an estimate of what we think the contract costs are going to be, we are borrowing $500,000. Should that come in significantly less, whatever funds would be available would be paid off at the end of the note, so we wouldn't carry that piece of debt over. We'd only use what we needed. And that's all I have.
Anything for Jamie tonight? Yes, sir.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor. Not for Jamie, but I'd like to jump back to Mr. King.
Okay.
Mink Street Phase 3. I am getting hammered. People are really itchy about that. There's been a number of different accidents that have occurred at that particular spot right now. And I know that we're negotiating with the property owner. Didn't we already negotiate an easement that would enable us to do what we wanted to do?
There is an easement that was presented to council, but it would ultimately not provide what we needed to complete that intersection.
Can we move this along any? I mean, it's going to be winter soon. Mm-hmm. Is there any way we can get it going a little faster?
And certainly give it our best shot, Mike.
Okay.
And, you called that Mink Road Phase 3. That's just the intersection, not Mink Road Phase 3. That's that road.
I'm just reading from BJ's notes.
It is Mink Street
Mink Road
phase
3.
Is that
construction phase, it's Phase 3, yes, because we did the north side, we did the south abroad, and this is Phase 3.
What do we refer to as the last piece that Morpsey's doing? What's that, Mink Road?
Phase 4.
Phase 4. Okay, thank you for correcting me. Anything else for Jamie? Okay, yes, sir.
Jamie, I've got a quick question in your report about the spending. You were talking about the $9 million, $9.8 million roughly is 39% of the full budget, and then you explained that there's some duplicate entries. Can you explain what exactly is happening there?
When we have to transfer money between funds, what happens is the transferring fund has an expense. The receiving fund has a revenue. So basically, you've doubled up, you've grossed up the income statement by that. It's not a real expense. Because what happens is, say we transfer $100,000 to a fund, that's going to spend it on something. So they'll
both of those look like they're spending when it's spent.
Yes.
So you transfer from one, that's a spend. The next guy spends it,
and that's a spend. Yes.
Okay.
And then you have revenue to boot. So you, the receiving fund gets that as revenue. It's
okay.
The complexities of government.
So when you say the $9.8 million, it's 40% essentially of the full year budget. Is it really more along the lines of the $8,691,000 is like 30% of our budget? Is that how you're looking at it, or is the 39 actual? See what I'm asking? I'm wondering if it's the $8 million you're referring to as the 40% of the budget, or are you saying it's the $8 million is the 40% of the budget?
The $8 million or the 9.8 is the 39%. If you back off the 1.1, that becomes like 8.7691,
yep.
Yeah, and that's the 36% of budget.
Okay. Okay. So as a follow-up, when looking forward to the last 4 months of the year, or 3.5 months, I guess, is what we're looking at.
Right.
You know, with 60%, 65% of the budget left to be spent, is there some truing up that happens at that point? I guess I'm just asking for my own edification.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons why we then also look at the current encumbrances. Because a lot of times what happens is you issue a purchase order, but you may not, like especially these large road construction projects, you may encumber $1 million, but it may not be, you may not make construction payments, progress payments for 6 months. So if you look at the actual spending, true dollars out the door, plus whatever you have a purchase order issued for, that's kind of committed spending at that point. So then you look at the difference to see where you're at with the unencumbered balance versus your budget. It does. It's a challenge to see how we're going to end the year. That's why we typically will shut off spending by the 1st of December unless it's emergency-type spending, because it gets a little tough for governments to maintain that you're in compliance with all your budgetary requirements if things get
clear. Okay. Yep, that's exactly where I was going with that. Yep. And then one other quick question on the police station funding, the PNC. It was kind of I was asking in talking to other municipalities, have you found that PNC is having the same type of approach to other municipalities on bonding issues, or is there some issue they have with Pataskala?
No, the real issue, most times when you go out for funding, you go to through the public funds people. Mm-hmm. But we were looking for a very short-term piece of paper. Normally you're going out for construction money, bonds, whatever, or a true band. When you do public funds, normally you pay a lot more legal fees, underwriter fees. There's a lot more costs for a true ban. A note is a lot less expensive, and we really only needed a small amount of money for a very short period of time, so that's why we went with that approach. So it was a little unique. Their commercial bankers, they were trying to fit a government into a commercial banker form.
Got it.
And we're like, yeah, we can't do that. And Dennis was very instrumental in saying, no, this, it's not going to work.
Okay, great. Thank you.
At the end of the day, he has to sign out that he's comfortable with the structure of the legal structure of the document, that it comports with all of the requirements that council passed as part of the legislation.
Excellent. Thanks.
Anything else for Jamie? Nate?
I have nothing new to report this evening, sir.
Okay.
Mr. Mayor.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Nate, I have a question about Resolution 2016-052, authorizing the purchase of a 2016 Chevy 2500 work truck. First, nothing against utilities, but we've got to find some money to do some road work. That's just my personal opinion, and I know that we can't touch that. I understand that, but it's just got me a little highlighted on some of these things. We're replacing a 2003 Dodge Dakota, which is not even a 1500 series truck with a 2500 series truck. What will the truck be used? What's the truck being used for presently?
Right now, basically for checking lift stations and our normal duties in town. This truck has a tow package, and one thing that's changed since 2003, we have our own portable generator and portable pump. This would be comparable to the two Ford 250 trucks that we have on the water side. So good price, something that we could use, and it's what we want with it.
Okay.
Part of the 2016 budget, so it should be no surprise that.
No, no, it's not. But prior to the 2016 budget, we also, I personally thought that we were a little bit better off with finances, and
Mr. King,
I just decided to look a little bit closer.
You have something to add, Mr. King?
I'll just follow up with what Nate said. This is utility funds can't be used for work.
I understand that.
Yeah, for road. This was in the 2016 budget, was approved as part of the 2016 budget, so this is implementation of that. And we're going through the state bid terms to do this. So, and I believe the current truck has 116,000 miles on it. So.
Usually with our vehicles, our internal with that is at least 13 years. So we're not looking at another vehicle purchase until 2021. With the 08 trucks that were bought at the same time, we will look to replace those if they meet the 100,000 mile mark too. So.
Thank you, Nate. Mr. Hain.
Yes, go ahead.
And it just making sure the equipment that you're putting on this, that's included in the 36,000, that
yes.
Fully all the
it's
beds
all
and
up,
all that stuff?
That's usually why, instead of the first of the year buying trucks, I like to wait. Because
you get the ones that they didn't get, right?
It's got 6 miles on it, and they fitted it up with the utility bed that I don't have to do a separate contract to get that and then get somebody to put it together for us. So.
And can I ask one more? Because I wasn't part of the budget discussion. That you said that a piece of equipment was in the budget. Was the amount $36,000 for that? Do you know?
I don't recall off the
okay.
top of my head.
I just wondered if it was in that. Is it in that price range?
Yeah, there's. I was looking at two purchases this year. One was for a pickup truck, and one was for a replacement of the crane truck that we have. It's a 2002 model Ford 50. Ford 450. In lieu, well, crane trucks are a little more expensive than the budget that we allowed for. So what we're going to try and do with that is make a purchase with this truck and rehab the current truck. It's not so much the truck that's in bad shape. It's the crane that's been well loved that we might just look and replace that and redo the body on that truck, since we only really use that for pulling pumps. And,
you don't put a lot of miles on
hydrants.
That.
Yeah, there really isn't. It's not a bad truck structurally. It's just the crane and the body, the way they put it on that we'll look to adjust.
I got one other question about the easement on the lift station.
Yes.
Can when you're talking about trading with the adjacent property owner, are you talking about trading land for an easement or easement for easement, or how's that?
Land for land.
Land for land. So it'll be fee simple, not easement.
Correct.
Okay. Perfect.
And it's just a matter of our adjacent properties, the same property owner, actually it's the wastewater plant. There's 7 points on that boundary between us and them, and we had talked about maybe
straightening
making
it.
A straight line.
Yep. I just wanted to make sure it wasn't easement for land. That's all I was asking.
No,
I just wanted, because it wasn't really, I wasn't clear on that.
Land right. for land, and we're going to do some survey work and get rolling on that here real soon, hopefully.
Great, thanks.
Mr. Haynes.
Yes. And just on, is that is the lift station.
Right.
What we're
River.
Talking about. Yeah. I think what Nate pointed out in there is that was installed or constructed with the city never actually getting an easement. So it's not on an existing easement as it is now. So we've got to go get the easement.
And I think we talked before about going back and checking other ones just to make sure we've got easements, right?
Correct.
Or we own the land, one of the two. So, right.
Good idea. Mr. Haynes.
Just a couple things I wanted to add to my report. One, on the streets program, I'd reported previously that we saved about $40,000 on construction. Being that they were able to get that done quickly, we also saved about $35,000 on inspection fees. And then also wanted to point out the flashing stop signs that Morpsey paid for. We installed those at Summit and Havens Corners.
Well, I'm real pleased with those. That's going to save, you know, that was a one-way stop for so many years that you still have the old timers, just the people, not just old people, but old time people that have lived on that road for so long. They still blow that light, and you can see those babies, and it's fantastic. So, yeah, thanks for that. I don't know what round of grass mowing you're in, but this one was really detailed. It really looks nice. I know sometimes you're just mowing, and then you take some of the other equipment and do some detail work, but it's really looking nice around here. And also that big dip in Columbia Road, that was that done in-house?
Yes.
Okay, so you cut it out, blacktopped it, and rolled it.
Right.
Yeah, what a professional job. Very, very, very nice.
Yeah, I think there's still a little bit of a bump there, but not a
nothing
dip.
Like it was. Uh-huh.
Very nice. And thank you in advance for what you're doing with the street fair and getting that rolling smooth. I know the guys were down there today and snow fencing off some areas so they're protected from getting messed up during all the car traffic. So thank you very much on that. Anything else for Alan? Yes, Mr. Fox.
Yeah. Alan, I understand you went down and were able to look at the ponding water outside of on Front Street there?
Yes.
You saw what we're talking about?
Yes. Okay. I'm still analyzing that. The existing pavement also has a spot right there that looks that way, so.
I don't recall it ever being a problem in the past.
A couple pictures we can look
okay.
at.
Okay. I appreciate you doing that. I did have another question. Oh, I guess I really need to make a comment because it's on my mind. We had workers downtown all day today, at least three or four city employees mm-hmm. putting up fencing, and that was a whole day's labor for our guys, and it appears as though they still have more to do. And I'm not quite sure that that's a good way for us to spend our city funds for a function like that seems to just cost the city a lot of money. It's good for the community, don't get me wrong, but when we're sending employees down, you know, three and four employees at a time to spend an entire day there, there's a lot of other work that's not happening in the city. So, Mr. King, I just wanted you to know that that's how I felt. I think that we were spending a lot of money on those type of things, and some of them are good, but, you know, most of them are good things, but at the same time, we're stewards of the city's the taxpayers' money in the city, and I believe that we shouldn't be spending taxpayers' money on things that can be done by other entities or private individuals.
You're kidding, aren't you?
No, I'm dead serious, Mr. Mayor.
You know what the street fair brings to this community?
If you want to argue this, we probably ought to do it after the council meeting.
We'll do it after the council meeting.
Good.
Anything else for Alan?
Mike, I got a couple questions.
Yes, sir.
Alan, on your 2017 streets program, you were talking about putting get together the ramp. Do you know about when you'll have that ready? I'd like to do that with the next street committee, have that available.
General assessment. Relatively ready to go, so I can be ready whenever you would like to do that.
Okay, the next meeting in September, would that be a good time?
Wonderful.
Okay, excellent, thanks. And then second question, you know, with our city engineer, I imagine you're responding or you're coordinating with the city engineer, doing a lot of work with them. Just wanted to get an update from you, maybe the next meeting, about what kind of projects you're working with the city engineer. And, you know, how much we're utilizing their time, that kind of stuff, if you could do that. That would be great.
BJ, you have
I'll just say that we're more than happy to provide that at the
next council meeting. Yeah, BJ and I discussed a little bit about that, just to get some kind of sense. We're 6 months into a contract, I believe, and see where we're at.
Will do.
Perfect, thanks. And excellent job on saving the $35,000 on inspections. That's always good.
Amen. Anything else for Alan? Oh, and by the way, back to Nate. Thanks for installing the manifolds on the for the street fair. Thank you, sir. Anything else for Alan? Okay, Mr. Fulton.
Thank you, sir. One thing I wanted to add to my report that wasn't on here is we've begun a policy of traditionally when something goes before Planning and Zoning Commission or Board of Zoning Appeals. There are conditions that come along with it. Some are boilerplate, some are more involved or site-specific. So what we've begun doing is, after the hearing, we send out what we call a decision letter. It basically says your variance for this particular deviation from the code was heard on such and such a date. It was approved with the following conditions. We outline those. Depending upon what they're looking to do, we indicate they might need to talk to the building department, and this is their official record for them to keep. Once we do that, about a week later, we've been starting to call them and saying, did you receive it? Do you have any questions? Do you understand these are the things that you're required to do per the approval from the respective board? And then we help them with the next step. So if, let's say, we have a variance for a shed, then we say your next step will be to get a shed permit, and we work with them to come in, help them with the shed permit, and we make sure we go through all the steps with that. Also, at the last Planning and Zoning Commission meeting, the chairperson indicated, did you receive a copy of the report? Did you see the conditions that were placed upon this? Do you have any questions with that? Do you have any concerns with these? So throughout this entire process, all the conditions are being brought up to the applicant to ensure that they know this is what they're required to do, and then we help them through the next step. So there's no more hiccups. We're just trying to make sure everybody's on the same page, and we're there with them every step of the way to assist them through this process. Also attached to my staff or my director's report is a revised version of the deck regulations. And the feedback we got on that, there was some questions in terms of what's a porch, what's a patio. We know we need to address all these in the code. All of those are not addressed, so when we get permits, it's hard to say, well, we require you to get a permit. What am I reviewing this based upon? So we created an umbrella term, just as a placeholder for now, that we could put all of those items underneath. We can address all of these because we need to do it. So while we're here, we're thinking, why don't we just incorporate all these at this time, so then we'll have legislation in place that will address all of these. And with this ordinance, we personally, the Planning and Zoning Department, would like to see it remain tabled. This attachment is just for discussion purposes at this point, so we can get some feedback, and we would welcome feedback. If you want to give me a call, shoot me an email once you've had a chance to look at these. I can take the feedback I get, recraft something based upon everyone's input, then come back at the next council meeting for all of us to discuss and move forward with that. But this one's just for conversational purposes and discussion. Sorry. And aside from congratulating Jamie, I would be happy to answer any questions.
Anything for Scott?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah, Scott. I do have some notes made up on mine, so I appreciate the offer to take those and look into them. I appreciate that with planning and zoning. As you know, I've stated in the past that I'm concerned with some of these conditional uses that we pulled away, and that certainly might be an answer that might keep it on the front of their mind, and I appreciate you taking a look at that and bringing that to the commissions.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
Okay. Anything else? Chief, what you got for us tonight?
I have nothing tonight.
You all ready for the fair?
We are ready, yes.
Got plenty of guys. Cars are washed.
Ready to go.
All right, very good. Our dogs are on their best behavior. I guess so. He's back there, huh? Good deal.
He's outside.
Oh, he's outside. Okay. So that was McClellan that was barking, huh? All right, committee chair reports. Anybody have any committee chair reports tonight? Mr. Fox.
We need to have a schedule an ag committee meeting for a new ag district on the 6th of September at 6:30. Anybody on the Tom? Is that good?
As long as I can get the evening off work. That is my duty day.
Okay.
But I will try.
Todd?
Far be it for me to complain.
Okay. So we'll schedule that if we can, Kathy, and let us know. And that's all I have right now.
Speaking of ag, do we have the current just discharge, non-discharge map? Is it brought up to speed?
I could. We have one that was done that the resolution, when we changed it to sugar mill, the resolution wasn't the greatest. Just today we got our GIS software installed on Zach's computer, and Zach has experience with GIS, so it's up and going, and that's one of those things that I hope to have him revise it and get the resolution better and make a spiffy new map.
Because we're getting close to September, and there will be people asking, and we need to make sure that.
I'm planning on having that done, revised, and at a resolution that you can see what's going on.
All right, very good.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
We can discuss that at the 6th, too, because I've been reviewing it and looking at some of the old maps, and miraculously we have a few additions that were never, in my opinion, were never supposed to be there.
Okay.
Particularly with the ones where we changed when the school got added. Somehow another three or four areas got added, and one resident's property that wasn't a discharge zone that he has a number of tree stands set up suddenly isn't in the discharge zone anymore. So okay. We're going to have to review that when we get. But we'll put that on the agenda also.
Committee Chair?
Yeah. Buildings and Grounds met tonight. Pretty brief meeting. We just discussed the repurposing of Old Town Hall once the PD station is hopefully constructed. Basically where we left it at was that Mr. King is looking at potential uses as far as do we or do we not move a department down there, and we also discussed having a professional architect look at, you know, what needs to be done, and I guess the best way to say it is you're going to get back to us on it. So if you'd like to add anything to that.
I'll just add committee received an update, as I gave to council earlier, about the status of the police station design RFQs.
Okay. So we're going to discuss that at a later date.
Correct.
And we'll have more information then.
Very good.
That's all I have.
Andy?
I'd like to schedule the next street committee meeting for September 6th. 6 o'clock, if that's available for the street committee, and for Kathy for the possibility for that, and Alan, and if that's all right for everybody. Tim, Todd?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
I'll be here.
Okay. Yes, sir.
If you remember, if council remembers, and specifically the utility committee people remember, at the last meeting, we talked about Fannin and Deagle and holding utility committee meeting. I continue to work with Mr. King to also work with Ms. Klima's schedule. It looks like she's going to be, jump in here if I'm wrong, BJ, available when everything will come together somewhere around the 29th.
Correct.
I will, once we get everything firmed up and confirmed, I will, and that's because of vacations and some people have, I want to make sure that everybody from the utility committee can be there at the same time. She can. So I'll contact the utility committee and take it from there.
Are you looking for that to be working hours, after working hours? What do you have any idea on time?
Since I want it to happen, whatever everybody's most happy with. So, I'd like to have it probably. We seem to do well.
Noon's okay.
Doing it at noon, as long as that fits with her schedule, and I think Mr. King will pass that on as well. So
I will.
If I don't know if that fits with you, okay, still.
Yeah. Okay.
That's it. And it's not the 29th, it's that week.
It's the week of the 29th, yeah. Okay. Yes.
Yeah, Mr. Walther, has the street committee ever had an opportunity to meet with the residents in Ward 3?
Regarding what issue?
Regarding the traffic issue up there.
Is Hazelwood?
Yeah.
We have not. We have not gotten a time to do that.
Okay.
And that's one of the things that I'm working with.
Okay,
BJ,
but you're
regarding.
On top of it. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I've remained in contact with the spokesperson resident, Alex DeNova. Let him know.
Okay. Resolution 2016-052, resolution authorizing and directing the city administrator to enter into a contract with Coghlan Automotive of Pataskala for the purchase of a utility work truck under the state bid terms.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Hicken.
Second.
Seconded by Mrs. Carter. Discussion and roll.
Yes. Arsta?
Yes.
Lee?
Yes.
Hicken?
Yes.
Walther?
Yes.
Carter?
Yes.
Fox?
Yes.
Resolution passes. On the motions, motion to call a workshop meeting for the purpose of conducting a training session on open meetings, public records, council rules of order, and communications with and between city council members.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Fox.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Walther. Discussion?
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
Add any of those dates that Council President suggested are good for anybody, or if that's something that somebody wants to work on, give us a little time to get more dates, but any of those dates are good for me.
Okay. Mr. Higgin?
I just want to make it clear that I don't think this says it, but Mr. Zetz is conducting. That's your understanding, isn't it, Brian?
Sure. No. Yes.
I probably stick that night with Julie, so no, I'm just kidding.
Welcome, Julie. All that now. Welcome.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Mr. Lee?
I'm available on the 29th or 30th. What time are we thinking? Is that something that we could do earlier, or is there a set time?
What's that? Have Mr. Zetz check his calendar real
quick. I think
quick.
We could do
Did
it.
You have a comment, Mr. Fox?
No, I was just going to say, in the past, we've done it. Or sometimes we'll do it at 6:30. It just depends who's working and who's not and who can get off
right.
and who can't. So
I said my evenings are getting very tough with coaching youth football, so I didn't know if we could do it a little bit earlier. If not,
good
whatever works
me.
Best for everybody else.
I could really do it any time. Like I said, that's an odd. It's like the fifth week of the month, so whatever time you want to have it, I'll be here.
7 o'clock in the morning?
I'll be here 7.
Anybody else?
I could do it.
Washington Township at 7:30 this morning, so I could.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, I guess what time would work best for you, Mr. Lee?
I could do it. How long would it last? Let me ask that.
How long do you want it?
An hour or 2 hours?
10 minutes.
I can't imagine it lasting more than an hour.
I would imagine it's probably going to last a couple
hours.
Let's
say it's going to last one. And if we have to meet again, then we meet again.
My practice starts at 6. So I could do 4:30 to 5:30 if it's an hour.
I can't.
You can't.
I don't get out of school till
4:15. Do what's best for the majority, and I'll work around it.
Are you picking a date, or you just want to
shoot for 5? Probably should pick a day because you'll be in the meeting, because then you're not going to have emails going around between each other making a decision.
I suggest the 29th is a Monday night. That's a typical meeting night for us, so we probably have some cleared schedules a little bit, and I'm fine at 4:30 or 5. Ms. Hayes, did you say 4:30 was okay?
No, I did not.
Oh,
I said that
it's
was
not?
Too soon.
Yeah.
5.
5's fine. 5. 29th at 5 p.m. Is that in agreement with everybody?
Works for me.
I'll leave. I can do it for an hour, I'll be a little bit late, but if it lasts longer than that, I'll have to take off. So I'm good with it.
Okay. So I think we still need to pass the motion, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and roll call when you're ready, Kathy.
Arstow?
No.
Lee?
Yes.
Hicken?
Yes.
Walther?
Yes.
Carter?
No.
Fox?
Yes.
Hayes?
Yes.
Motion passes. Any other motions? Okay. Additional citizens' comments. Anybody wish to speak tonight? Okay. Seeing none. Committee meeting announcements, scheduling, and such and such and such. Mr. Fox?
Just the Ag Committee for the 6th at 6:30.
Okay. Mr. Barstow?
I have nothing.
Mr. Hicken?
This may sound snarky, and I do not mean it to be so, but I had this written down before anything was said tonight. I was going to thank all the employees for the work that they put in to make the street fair successful. My apologies. And also, I hope that the entire affair is successful. Usually I talk about fire stuff, but the firefighter challenge, which is also going on in connection with the street fair, is something that the mayor particularly has pride in and is something that's going on, and I'll let him talk about that, I guess, other than just to let people know that on Friday and Saturday there's going to be kind of an Olympics of firefighting. So.
Thank you, sir. Mrs. Carter?
Just to remind everybody that school is back in session for most coming Wednesday, and to be careful with buses and school areas and your speed. That's all.
Okay. Yeah, as Tim mentioned, it's a national event, the Firefighters Combat Challenge. It's known all over the world, actually, and people come from all over to compete. As I've said before, our West Licking firefighter team has placed very high, and they reached out to that those event organizers, and we're bringing one to Pataskala. So, as I said before, I'm going to mention it again because you'll probably get some comments from folks because, one, parking is always at a premium anyway. It doesn't really matter. You're always going to get that stuff. But we are using the parking lot for the combat challenge on Front Street and for Friday, and moving the lawn and garden tractor pull, which is a very popular event that was in that spot, over to the other side where the farmer's market is, but will not be for that Friday, never is during the street fair. And that area, the street department always cordoned off with snow fence anyway, so it's not like it was being used, but now it's in use. On Friday for the tractor pull, then it'll be gone. Front Street will be back open on Saturday, obviously, for the parade. But the combat challenge is Friday. They'll be coming in Thursday and setting up, trying to keep Front Street open on Thursday. Friday might be a little challenge on Front Street, but that's when the combat challenge is, Friday and Saturday, and, of course, then the parade. So it's going to be a busy one. Yes, ma'am.
Do you have any additional parking options for people that are coming to park? Because I know as a resident living down there, a lot of people move the barriers, and they park behind my driveway and my neighbors, and it's a very stressful time of year. So when we have less parking, I just didn't know if we had businesses that had agreed or the BMV that had agreed to allow people to park
there.
Well,
the BMV has always agreed to, so we'll have some additional parking there. Chris Sturtz, which is one of the firefighters that has been spearheading, has reached out to the funeral home if nothing's going on at that time. Just get my drift. Mr. Conaway has also agreed to move all of his cars that are for sale into a very tight bundle.
That's nice.
For those 2 days. And we're still negotiating with the young lady or the couple that own the place right on the tracks that's now a grassy area for sale where the building burnt down.
Oh, okay.
We're negotiating with them to try and get something. So, Mr. Van Buren.
You mean by the tracks where the hotel was?
Where the building was that burnt down that's all grass now? Yeah.
And you would bring them in by Wood Street around the back?
This would be parking for the firefighters' challenge to park some of their vehicles during the event, not for back and forth parking of cars.
It's just nice to know that they're looking into it. I appreciate that.
Yes. And also, Mr. Van Buren, township trustee from Harrison, had reached out and said we could use, for any big rigs, we could use his trailer park.
Nice.
So we have reached out for parking is a premium. Yes. Mr. Lee?
I'd like to offer up our parking lot there on Depot for that as well.
Okay.
We can talk about that later in the week, but I think there's maybe 12 spots there.
Very good.
Probably get maybe up to 20 if you pack them in.
Thank you.
But we can talk about, give me a call tomorrow, and it's you guys as if you need it. So.
Very cool event that just happens to be firefighter-related, which is what the street fair is all about. So I think it's going to be very, very, very good thing for the city and the street fair if we can get through the parking problems, which we're very well aware of. So, okay. Mr. Zetz, anything?
Nothing.
Mr. Lee?
I'd just like to congratulate Jamie. That's awesome. I think that's great. You should be proud of that. And while I'm at it, I'd just like to thank all of our staff. I think all you guys do a great job. We can't say it enough. I appreciate it. I see everybody out doing their thing and following up and answering questions promptly, and I just commend all of you and keep up the good work. Thank you.
Mr. Walther.
Yep. I'm going to echo that also. BJ had mentioned about the soccer program and the city taking over that recreation program. I can't congratulate you guys enough for doing that. I've been involved in a lot of meetings about that, and it's always a can-do attitude rather than can't-do. And to give you an idea, for the fall registration, we have nearly the same amount of kids registering this fall as we did last spring. Close. Springs are usually 25% more kids, which is about 100 kids more. So that just gives you an idea of how much it's grown, even in this time of change, or this taking it back over to the city,
I think the response was great. It was a lot of work that BJ and Dave did up front to make sure that people knew where to send their registrations, how to get a hold of somebody. So that was there was a lot of work involved in that. I think more than anybody, I think anybody that appear at least would recognize it's a ton of work. And there's still a lot more work to be done. You know, there's lining of the fields and other things, and I know there's going to be challenges for the finance department for making sure refs get paid and all that other good stuff. But I know they're working hard at that. So there's just details. It's a lot of details. So I wanted to thank you guys for working hard at that. The other one I wanted to ask, you know, I saw in the paper last week about an issue that was kind of similar to what we're having here in Pataskala over in Etna Township, and it was regarding speed tables. And Licking County engineers saying absolutely no to speed tables. And I just want to ask BJ to take a quick look at that, find out why. They didn't give a lot of details why. They just gave a resounding no to utilizing them. So if we can find out some more information on it. I know the police department is looking into some issues we've got up in Ward 3, and it's just getting the information together, doing the research. So thank you guys again. Appreciate it.
Suzanne. Just shout out to Todd Fraker with the city. He was awesome getting all the spotlights on, ready to go with the city. Lights, Main Street was lit up last night, testing it at what? Fravel? Why did I say Todd Fraker?
Jason Fravel.
I don't know. Well, then the nice guy that made all the lights work, and he was really nice. So, Jason, why did I say Todd? Sorry, I'm really tired. The street fair always blows my mind, like, I'm in lockdown mode right now. So we're excited about it for the street fair. My kids are jumping off the wall. So that makes challenges for a mom. But it's always nice to have nice people out, even if I don't know their names, helping us get things ready. So, and I motion to adjourn.
And a motion to adjourn, seconded by Mr. Fox. Discussion and roll, please.
Lee?
Yes.
Aiken?
Yes.
Jason?
Yes.
Carter?
Yes.
Fox?
Yes.
Hayes?
Yes.
Barstow?
Yes.
Meeting adjourned.
Scott?
Yes.
I mean, I'm shocked.
Put your chairs down, people.
Except she's in an event. She's probably not leaving where she's at for at least another half an hour.
Well, it doesn't look great, but everybody's going to walk on it anyway.